Welcome to our deep dive, everybody. Today, we're going to be exploring this fascinating world of precision medicine and the role of AI. And, we've got this pretty cool report from KPMG titled Precision Medicine New Era: Impact of Productive Artificial Intelligence on Bioavailability. So, this is going to guide our conversation today. So, whether you're prepping for a big meeting in this field, or you're just curious about the future of healthcare, this is kind of your one-stop shop to get up to speed.
It's a very exciting time to be in this field. AI is really, changing how we approach healthcare in so many different ways.
Moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach
Exactly.
to something much more personalized. And this report really dives into how different AI tools like machine learning and deep learning are being used to tailor everything from disease prevention to treatment.
Yeah.
They even break down this integration into six different stages,
Okay.
starting with risk assessment.
Interesting.
Imagine knowing your risk for a disease before any symptoms even show up.
That's incredible, right? I mean, AI can analyze just a massive amount of data, looking at your genetics, your medical history, even lifestyle choices to kind of flag potential concerns really early on. The report gives this really cool example using an automated genomic cancer model. And this model can analyze huge data sets, like one study they cite that used over 6,000 LDCT scans and then over 900,000 post-lung resection diagnoses to predict an individual's risk of developing lung cancer.
It's mind-boggling how much data AI can handle
It is.
compared to, us as humans.
Humans, yeah.
Okay, so that's risk assessment. What's the next step in how AI is being integrated?
The next step they briefly touch on is symptom analysis, which is where AI can analyze patient-reported symptoms and then kind of suggest potential diagnoses. It seems promising. But, we'll have to keep an eye out for more development in that area. But then they really dive deep into diagnoses, where AI is really already making a big impact, especially when it comes to rare diseases.
Because those can be so hard to pinpoint sometimes.
It can.
But AI can sift through mountains of medical knowledge
Exactly.
and kind of, help doctors arrive at a diagnosis much
It's
faster.
like having a superpowered medical detective
I like that.
on your side, yeah. And the report highlights this tool
Oh, really?
called Fabric AM by Fabric Genomics. That's having a lot of success diagnosing rare genetic
I
diseases.
mean, that's huge. Think about the impact that has.
It is.
Faster diagnoses, less stress for patients, and potentially even faster treatment.
Exactly.
So we've covered risk assessment, kind of a peek at symptom analysis.
Yes.
Now, diagnosis.
Yes.
What's the next stage?
So the next stage is segmentation and visualization. And this is essentially giving doctors superhuman vision when they're looking at medical images. So AI algorithms can analyze scans like MRIs and CT scans to identify and segment
Got it.
specific organs or tissues.
Okay, so instead of just seeing a picture, doctors can actually understand what's going on in those images,
Right.
which I imagine is critical for things like tumor detection or assessing organ damage.
Right, you got it. And the report mentions a tool called Kidney Intel X by Renalytix that assesses the risk of progressive kidney decline.
So almost like a personalized early warning system.
Exactly. Early detection is crucial for any disease.
Especially something like kidney disease, where early intervention can make a huge difference.
It can. In fact, the report suggests that this tool alone could save billions of dollars annually, because it helps to assess individual work capacity, which obviously has ripple effects across the entire healthcare system.
Talk about a return on investment.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're halfway through these stages. Where does AI fit into treatment?
So AI is becoming really important in optimizing treatment plans, especially for complex cases like cancer, where multiple therapies might be used. So imagine having, this super smart assistant helping doctors to figure out the best course of action for each individual patient.
That sounds like the future of personalized medicine right there.
It is, yeah.
Are there companies already doing this type of work?
Yeah, absolutely. The report mentions Artera AI, which has developed a personalized cancer treatment platform, and they've attracted major investment,
That's great.
which tells you about the confidence people have
Absolutely.
in this technology.
The more tailored the treatment,
Yes.
the better the outcome for the patient, right?
Exactly.
So what's the final stage where AI is making a difference?
So the final stage is monitoring.
Okay.
And essentially using AI to keep a close eye on how patients are responding to treatment. So it can analyze data from wearable devices,
okay,
blood tests, other sources,
mm-hmm,
to track progress,
mm-hmm,
predict potential side effects,
right,
and even help doctors adjust treatment plans as needed.
Yeah, that's a critical piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
Knowing how someone's responding in real time is so important to make sure that they're getting the best possible care.
Exactly. And there was a fascinating study mentioned in the report,
okay,
where AI was used to identify potential long-term side effects.
Oh, wow.
In childhood, acute lymphoblastic leukemia survivors.
Wow.
So catching those side effects early on can be crucial.
Absolutely.
So managing them effectively.
Yeah.
And improving long-term health outcomes.
It's incredible to see the impact AI is having at every stage of healthcare.
It is.
But I think before we get too carried away,
yeah,
I think it's important to pause.
Yes.
And think about the bigger picture.
For sure.
I mean, AI brings a lot of benefits,
yeah,
but it also raises some questions.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not all sunshine and roses, right?
Right.
There are some really important considerations that we need to address as AI becomes more integrated into the healthcare system.
Like what are some things we need to be thinking about?
One of the biggest things is the need for collaboration.
Okay.
We need healthcare providers.
Right.
Tech companies, researchers, even policymakers.
Yeah.
To all work together.
Uh-huh.
If we want AI to truly transform healthcare, we need to break down those traditional silos.
Right.
That often exist between different medical specialties,
mm-hmm,
and create a more integrated, holistic approach to healthcare.
That makes a lot of sense because, I mean, the human body isn't divided into these neat little compartments.
It's us.
Everything's connected.
Exactly.
And our approach to healthcare should reflect that.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, though,
yeah,
where do patients fit into all of this?
Right.
I mean, are they just passive bystanders in this AI-driven future?
Not at all.
Okay, good. Ah.
In fact, one of the most exciting things about AI is its potential to empower patients.
Okay.
And give them more control over their own health. So we're moving away from that old model where patients just follow doctor's orders.
Right.
And towards a model where they're actively involved in their own care.
That sounds like a much more positive and empowering approach.
It is.
Tell me more about how AI is making that happen.
Well, for starters, imagine having access to personalized information about your condition, treatment options, and potential side effects all at your fingertips.
Right.
So AI-powered apps and platforms are already starting to provide that kind of 247 health guidance.
It's like having a personal health advisor right in your pocket.
Exactly, yeah.
But it sounds like it goes beyond just information.
It does.
Can AI help patients connect with others?
Yes.
Who are going through similar experiences?
Absolutely, yeah. AI can play a powerful role in building online communities.
Okay.
Of support and shared knowledge for patients. This can be especially valuable for people managing chronic conditions,
mm-hmm,
who often face, you know, long-term treatment regimens and lifestyle adjustments. So imagine being able to connect with others,
right,
who understand exactly what you're going through,
mm-hmm,
share tips and advice,
right,
and offer each other support. That's the kind of human connection that AI can help to facilitate.
It's amazing to think about all the possibilities.
It is.
But let's be realistic for a moment.
Okay.
We're talking about some pretty major changes to the healthcare system. How do we actually bridge the gap between where we are now and this AI-powered future?
It's a big question.
Yeah.
And the report highlights a few key areas where we need to focus our efforts.
Okay.
Data infrastructure is a big one.
Okay.
We need access to high-quality data.
Right.
If we want to train effective AI algorithms.
Mm.
But right now, healthcare data is often siloed and difficult to access.
So it's not just about having the data, it's about making sure the data can be used to its full potential.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the issue of workforce development.
Right.
We need to train healthcare professionals,
yeah,
to work effectively alongside AI and to understand its capabilities and limitations.
Right. It's not about replacing doctors. It's about giving them the tools
they need
to provide even better care.
Exactly.
I imagine there are also some ethical and legal issues that need to be worked out.
There are.
As AI takes on a larger role in healthcare.
You're absolutely right. Questions about data privacy, algorithm bias, and liability will all need to be addressed.
Right.
We need to develop clear guidelines and regulations,
yeah,
to ensure that these technologies are used responsibly and ethically.
It sounds like a complex landscape,
It is.
but also very exciting.
It is.
We're really on the cusp of a revolution in healthcare.
I think so.
And AI is at the forefront of it all.
It is.
But what about the economic impact? I
Yeah.
mean, healthcare costs are a major concern for everyone.
They are.
So will AI help bring those costs down, or will it just make things more expensive?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Yeah.
Some experts argue that AI has the potential to significantly reduce healthcare costs in the long run.
Okay, in the long run. So are there concerns about the initial cost
There are, yeah.
of implementing AI in healthcare?
So developing and implementing these technologies requires a significant investment.
Right.
And there's also the issue of access. If these technologies are only available to a select few,
Yeah.
that could actually widen existing disparities in healthcare.
Right. That's a point worth emphasizing. We need to make sure that everyone benefits from these advances, not just a privileged few.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to have these conversations now
Right.
while the field is still developing to make
Yeah.
sure that we're promoting both innovation and equity. It's about finding that balance between, pushing the boundaries of what's possible and making sure those possibilities are available to everyone.
We've covered so much ground already,
We have.
but I feel like we're just scratching the
I know
surface.
there's so much more to explore
There
in the
is.
next part of our deep dive. We're
Yeah.
going to shift gears a bit
Okay.
and we're going to delve into the world of generative AI.
Okay.
We'll explore how this technology is being used to create synthetic data for research, train AI models without compromising patient privacy, and even discover new drugs more efficiently.
It sounds fascinating. So to everyone listening, be sure to tune in for the next part of our deep dive into the world of AI and precision medicine.
Welcome back to our deep dive into AI and precision medicine.
So we're picking up right where we left off, exploring how AI is transforming healthcare. We've talked about the impact on individuals, but now I want to kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture. How is AI changing the entire healthcare landscape?
One of the most significant impacts is on how AI is helping to break down those traditional silos between different medical specialties.
You know, I've always been fascinated by how interconnected the human body is. You go to one specialist for your heart, another for your brain, but it's all one system.
Exactly. And that's where AI can be incredibly powerful. By analyzing data from multiple sources, like, electronic health records, imaging scans, genetic tests, even wearables, AI can help us understand those complex interactions between different body systems.
It's like having a detective who can see connections that humans might miss.
Precisely. AI can identify patterns and flag potential concerns that might otherwise, slip through the cracks. For example, it might pick up on a combination of genetic markers, blood test results, and lifestyle factors that suggest an increased risk of developing a particular disease, even if those factors wouldn't raise any red flags individually.
That's amazing. I imagine this holistic approach could also be really beneficial for managing chronic conditions where multiple specialists are often involved.
Absolutely. AI can help coordinate care between different providers, making sure everyone's on the same page and that the treatment plan is truly tailored to the individual patient's needs.
It sounds like AI could be the ultimate team player in the world of medicine. Okay, so we've talked about the impact on doctors and the healthcare system as a whole, but what about patients? Where do they fit into this AI-driven future?
That's another exciting area where AI is making a difference. We're shifting away from that traditional model where patients are kind of passive recipients of care and towards a model where they're active participants in their own health journey.
I love that. I've always believed that knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your own health. So how is AI empowering patients? Give me some examples.
Well, AI-powered apps and platforms can provide patients with personalized information about their condition, treatment options, and potential side effects. It's like having a 247 health advisor right in your pocket.
I can see how that would be incredibly helpful, especially for people who are trying to navigate a complex diagnosis or treatment plan. What other ways is AI being used to empower patients?
AI can also help patients track their symptoms, monitor their medication adherence, and even connect with other patients with similar conditions. It's about building a community of support and shared knowledge, all facilitated by AI.
It's like creating a virtual support group, but one that's tailored to your specific needs and available whenever you need it. That's a pretty powerful concept.
It is, and it can make a real difference in people's lives, especially for those managing chronic conditions. This kind of personalized support can help them feel less alone, more informed, and more in control of their health. And as AI continues to evolve, we can expect even more innovative applications.
Like what? What else is on the horizon?
Well, imagine AI-powered virtual assistants that can not only answer patients' questions and schedule appointments, but also offer emotional support and guidance.
Okay. Now that's getting futuristic, but in a good way, right? A virtual health companion that understands not only your physical needs, but also your emotional well-being. That's pretty incredible. But we've talked a lot about the potential of AI, so let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the challenges. We're talking about some pretty big changes to the healthcare system. How do we actually get from where we are now to this AI-powered future? What are the roadblocks we need to overcome?
That's the key question, isn't it? And the report highlights a few areas that need attention. Data infrastructure, for example, is absolutely critical. To train effective AI algorithms, we need access to high-quality, diverse data. But right now, healthcare data is often siloed, fragmented, and difficult to access.
So it's not just about having data, it's about making sure that data can be used effectively.
You got it. And we also need to focus on workforce development. We need to train healthcare professionals to understand and work effectively with AI.
Mm.
It's not about replacing doctors and nurses. It's about giving them powerful new tools to enhance patient care.
I imagine there are also some ethical and legal questions that need to be addressed as AI plays a bigger role in healthcare.
Absolutely. Issues around data privacy, algorithm bias, and liability will all need to be carefully considered. We need to make sure these technologies are developed and used responsibly with clear guidelines and regulations in place.
It seems like the more we delve into this topic, the more complex it becomes.
It's true.
Yeah.
AI in healthcare is a multifaceted issue with lots of moving parts and a lot of potential for both good and bad.
Well said. So listeners, we've explored how AI is breaking down silos in healthcare, empowering patients, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But there's one big topic we haven't touched on yet. Money.
Ah, yes, the economic elephant in the room.
Exactly. Healthcare costs are a major concern for everyone. So in the final part of our deep dive, we're going to tackle that big question head on. Will AI make healthcare more affordable, or will it just drive costs even higher?
It's a question with no easy answers, and we'll explore both sides of the argument. We'll look at the potential cost savings AI could bring, as well as the concerns about upfront investment and potential inequalities in access. Stay tuned for a thought-provoking discussion as we wrap up our exploration of this fascinating field.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into AI and precision medicine.
We've explored the science, the potential, and the challenges, but now it's time to tackle the economic side of things.
Yeah, you know, we can't talk about healthcare without talking about costs.
Right.
It's on everyone's mind. So will AI help make healthcare more affordable, or will it end up making things even more expensive?
That's the million-dollar question, and honestly, it's one with a lot of nuances.
Okay.
There are compelling arguments on both sides.
Okay, well, let's start with the positive side. How could AI potentially lead to lower healthcare costs?
Well, think about it this way. AI could help us shift from a reactive approach to healthcare, where we're just treating diseases after they've developed, to a more preventative approach.
Yeah.
What if AI could help us identify those at risk for certain diseases?
Right.
And intervene early on?
That makes sense. Catching things early often means simpler and less costly treatments.
Exactly. Early detection is key.
Right.
And AI can play a big role in that. Plus, you know, if we can use AI to tailor treatments more effectively, we could potentially avoid unnecessary procedures or medications that might not be the best fit for an individual.
So fewer complications, fewer hospitalizations, fewer unnecessary treatments.
Exactly.
It all adds up.
It all adds up.
To potential cost savings.
To significant cost savings, yeah.
Yeah.
And we haven't even touched on the potential impact on drug discovery and development.
Right.
AI could speed up the process of identifying promising drug candidates.
Right.
Which could significantly reduce the time and money it takes to bring new treatments to market.
Okay, so I'm seeing the potential here, but let's be real. Developing and implementing these technologies is expensive.
It is.
How do we balance those upfront costs with the potential long-term savings?
That's a valid point, and it's something we need to consider carefully. It's not a magic bullet. You know there will be significant investments required.
Right.
And we need to make sure those investments are strategic and focused on areas where AI can truly make a difference.
And we need to make sure that everyone has access to these advancements,
yeah.
Not just those who can afford it.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, we risk widening the gap between the haves and have-nots.
That's right.
When it comes to healthcare.
Equity is a crucial consideration here.
Yes.
We can't let AI exacerbate existing disparities in healthcare, we need to be intentional about how we develop, implement, and regulate these technologies to ensure that everyone benefits.
It sounds like AI and healthcare economics is a bit of a tightrope walk. There's a lot of potential, but also a lot of risks to manage.
It's a delicate balance, for sure.
Yeah.
And the decisions we make today will have far-reaching consequences. But that's why these conversations are so important.
Right.
We need to be thinking critically about the economic implications of AI in healthcare and working together to create a future where these technologies are used responsibly and equitably.
Well, it's been an incredible journey.
It has.
Exploring this fascinating world where cutting-edge technology meets the very personal realm of healthcare. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
The science, the ethics, the patient experience, and the economic considerations.
It's clear that AI has the potential to revolutionize healthcare in countless ways.
Mm.
But it's not a journey we can take on autopilot. We need to be thoughtful, engaged, and committed to using these powerful tools for good.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, I encourage you to stay curious, keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep pushing for a future where healthcare is truly personalized, proactive, and accessible to all.
And remember, this is just the beginning. The future of AI and precision medicine is being written right now, and we all have a role to play in shaping it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.